Shvius Perek Ches. The eighth chapter of Maseches Shvius deals with the topic of the holiness of Shemitah, produce that has the holiness of Shemitah, and the restrictions that we are under in terms of how to use that which has Shemitah holiness. Yehi ratzon shlimudenu yeh lezchus li'ilui nishmas, Reb Aaron Yehuda Leib, ben Reb Noach Tzvi. The first Mishnah, Klal Gadol Amr B'Shvius, a great rule was said in regards to Shemitah. Kol HaMiyuchad L'Maychal Adam, anything which is normally only for humans to eat. It's a human food. Then, Ein Osem Yemenu Melugma L'Adam, it has to be used as food. It cannot be turned into a bandage paste. It can't be made into some type of a plaster that a person would use in a medicinal way, because that would be a misuse of Shemitah produce. Certainly, Vein Tzarech Lom L'Behema, certainly you couldn't use it as a plaster for a medicine for an animal. Kol She'enu Miyuchad L'Maychal Adam. When you have things that are not food for people, but they are food for animals. Osem Yemenu Melugma L'Adam, you can make out of it a plaster for human beings. Avalo L'Behema, but if it's food for an animal, it can't be made into plaster for an animal. V'chol She'enu Miyuchad Lo L'Maychal Adam V'lo L'Maychal Behema. If you have an item which is not necessarily dedicated for human consumption or for animal consumption, but it could be either one. If his intention was to use it both for human consumption and animal consumption, then it has both stringencies. Then, nosen olav chumrei adam v'chumrei behema. It has the stringencies both of human food. It can't be made into a paste for, as a medicine for a human. V'chumrei behema, it has the stringencies of an animal. Animal food has to be used to feed animals, and you would not be allowed to use it for cooking, because you can't cook it, because animal food is not normally is not cooked and then eaten, so you couldn't cook it. If though this item, which is not necessarily human food nor necessarily animal food, it could be either one, the intention was to use it as wood. Now, as we've said earlier, wood does not have the holiness of Shemitah, because the way they used to use the wood is they would burn it, and then with the coals they would cook. So it was not hana'asa ubi'uro shav. It wasn't that its benefit was simultaneous with its consumption. The consumption was first, it was burned, then it became coals, then it would provide the benefit. So chashav alav le'etzim, if your thought was to use this item as wood, namely as something that's going to be turned into coals, and then the coals would provide the benefit. Hariyu ke'etz, and then it has the status of wood. It doesn't have the holiness of Shemitah. What are examples of these things that are not necessarily for a person or necessarily for an animal and could even be for wood? The examples are hasia, savory, ha'ezov, the hyssop, the hakoranis, and the oregano. Mishnah Beis. Shvius nitna lach yilu l'shtiyu l'sicha. Produce, namely grapes or olives that have the holiness of Shemitah, can be used for eating, for drinking, or for ointments to smear it on skin to make the skin softer. Le'echol davar shadarko le'echol, to eat that which is normally eaten. Now, to eat that which is normally eaten, that means you only eat things that are normally eaten, but things that are not normally eaten, let's say it hasn't ripened enough to be eaten, then you wouldn't eat it, that we saw earlier. V'lasuch shadarvar shadarku lasuch, you anoint that which is normally used as an ointment. Lo yasuch yayin v'chometz, a person should not oint or use as an ointment wine or vinegar. Avalsach was hashemen, but what he can use as an ointment is oil. Similar to Shemitah, v'chein b'tshuma, the same is true in regards to truma, which is given to the Kohen. It can be used for eating, drinking, or an ointment. Uva ma'aser sheni, and the ma'aser sheni, the second tithe that a farmer is to bring to Jerusalem and eat it within the walls in a state of purity. It can be eaten, it can be drunk, it could be used as an ointment. Kal mehen shvius, Shemitah is more lenient than truma and ma'aser sheni. Shenitna lahadlakas haner, you're allowed to use that which has the holiness of Shemitah, let's say oil, in a little lamp and burn it, whereas holy truma cannot be used, a pure truma cannot be used to burn in a lamp. And in terms of ma'aser sheni, if it was impure, you're not allowed to use it in a lamp, lo bi'arti mimenu b'tamei, we say. Whereas in regards to Shemitah, whether it's pure or impure, you can use it
and to burn in a lamp, because then the benefit of getting the light and the consumption are simultaneous. The third Mishnah moves on to the topic of the prohibition of, as we mentioned yesterday, using Shemitah produce for commerce, for business. Therefore, Ein mochin peiros shviyas lo b'mida. You cannot sell Shemitah produce, even when you're allowed to sell it, let's say small amounts, your son selling that which you picked. You can't sell it with a measure or by measure, v'lo b'mishkal, nor by weighing it, v'lo b'minyan, nor by counting out the numbers. It should be clear that you're not selling it in a normal way, and by not selling it in a normal way, people will know that they have to treat it with the extra holiness of Shemitah, and they can't throw it into the garbage or in any way misuse it, cause it to get wasted. V'lo te'ena b'minyan. If you're selling figs of Shemitah, you can't sell them by number. V'lo yarek b'mishkal. If you're selling vegetables that are permissible, let's say there were wild vegetables, you can't sell them by weight. B'shami omrim aflo agudos. You even can't sell by bundle. Basil omrim eshadarko le'agod b'bayis. Things that are normally bound even in the house. Ogden osa bashuk. You can bundle them in the market. Kagon hakreshin. For example, leeks. V'netza chalav. And milky blossom. So normally these are in bundles, then you can sell them even in bundles by bundle. The fourth Mishnah. Ha'omer lipo'el. We're not allowed to do business with Shemitah produce. If I sell a small amount of Shemitah produce, which I'm allowed to sell, then the money paid for it has the holiness of Shemitah, and the fruit itself, as we'll see at the end of the parak, also has the holiness of Shemitah. Ha'omer lipo'el, if somebody tells a worker, hey, lecha isar zeh, here's an isar, ulekeit li yarek hayom, and go to the fields that are ownerless, that are hefker, and pick for me vegetables today. So that's fine. He can do that, and that coin that he'll get, the isar, scharo mutar, that wage will be permissible. It won't have the holiness of Shemitah, because this is not structured as an exchange of money for an item with the holiness of Shemitah, so that we would say that the holiness of Shemitah goes from the item onto the money. But if you told the worker, lakeit li bo yerek, pick for me in it a vegetable, hayom, today. In other words, pick vegetables for me today in return for it. So that already sounds like this is, you should pick for me this value of vegetables. It sounds like a sale. It doesn't sound like a rental. That I'm hiring him. I'm actually doing a sale with him. So then scharo asur, then that isar that he got is considered exchanged for Shemitah produce. It has the holiness of Shemitah, and it's not just that he can use it however way he wants. Lakach min anachtum kikar bepunjon. If a person said, bought a loaf, or took a loaf worth a punjon from a baker, he took a loaf worth of punjot from a baker, and he said to the baker, Kisha elkot yirako sada avilach. When I will go pick the ownerless vegetables from the gardens, I'm going to bring some to you. That's mutter. That doesn't sound like that's an exchange. It sounds like you're giving me a loaf, and I'm going to give you a present of vegetables. But lakach menu stam. But if I take a loaf on credit, and now he wrote down that I owe him for this loaf. Now I show up with Shemitah produce. Lo yishalem lo midmei shviyas. I can't pay him with that, even monies that were exchanged for Shemitah. Certainly I can't pay him with Shemitah produce. Shein parin chov midmei shviyas. We're not allowed to repay a debt with monies of Shemitah. Mishnah Hey. Again, dealing with the topic of the prohibition of doing business during the seventh year with that which has holiness of Shemitah. Einosin lo levayer. You can't take things that have the holiness of Shemitah, whether it be Shemitah fruit, Shemitah vegetables, or money that was paid for Shemitah fruit or Shemitah vegetables, and give it to the well digger who's going to provide you with water for all of your different needs, like rinsing and watering the fields. V'lo levalin. You can't use that which has the holiness of Shemitah to give it to a bathhouse keeper. V'lo lesapar, nor to a barber. V'lo l'sapan, nor to a sailor. Avonosin hu levayer lishtos. You could take things that have the holiness of Shemitah and give it to a well digger to have water to drink. U'lechulon hu notnein matnas chinam. To all of these people, he could give these gifts as gifts. He could give them as Shemitah. He can give Shemitah produce as a gift to the well digger, not as a payment to the well digger, and that would not be considered doing business with that which has the holiness of Shemitah. Mishnah Vav. Te'enim shel shvius, the figs of Shemitah, in kotzen osam b'muktza, they are not to be cut down in the normal type of knife that was used to cut down figs, a fig knife, and that's based on the special pasuk that says, yes, in vein zirecha lo sivtzor, don't harvest your grapes, which means lo sivtzor kederech habutzrim, don't harvest in the normal way. Avol kotz osa b'charava, but you can cut down the figs with a different type of knife, a charava, which is like a sword. In dorchan anavim begas, when you have grapes that you are grapes that have the holiness of Shemitah, you can't crush them in a wine press in order to make them into wine. Avol dorichu ba'areva, but you can crush them in a large bowl, usually used for dough. Again, because we want to make the harvest into an unusual way, not the normal way. The normal way is to take grapes and to press them in a wine press, but this shouldn't be the normal way. This is a different year. This is the Shemitah year. Vein osim zeisim bevad v'kotev. Olives also are not taken and then ground in an olive press with a large heavy beam. Avol koteshu, but they can just be crushed up. U machnes livodida, and put into a small press, which is like that little kneading bowl that we just spoke about for the grapes. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Af tochin hu beves habad, you can even grind the olives in the olive press, and then umachnes levodida, then put them into the small press, and that is in fact the halacha. That's already enough of an unusual way of harvest so that you didn't violate the prohibition of esin venis lirecha lo sivtsor. Mishnah Zayin, the seventh Mishnah in the eighth parak. Ein mevashlin yarek shel shvius b'shemen shel tshuma. There is a din d'rabanan. You cannot cook a vegetable of Shemitah, which has Shemitah holiness, in oil of tshuma, because if the oil of tshuma becomes tameh, it has to be burnt. And if the vegetable was cooked in it, the vegetable will also be burnt, and that would be hefseh, that would be destroying Shemitah, so Shemitah produce. So to keep us from possibly destroying Shemitah produce, we can't even cook a vegetable of Shemitah in oil of tshuma. Shloi v'yenali de psul, so that you don't bring the vegetable of Shemitah to possibly being disqualified and then being burned. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says it's allowed to, but halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. Now, talking about the whole law of commerce with Shemitah produce, or actually exchange of money for Shemitah produce, if I have Shemitah produce and I get money for it, that money becomes holy with the holiness of Shemitah produce. If that money is then exchanged for fish, the fish become holy with the Shemitah produce holiness, whereas the money does not. However, the original Shemitah fruits, they maintain their sanctity. If the fish are then exchanged for meat, the meat now has the holiness of Shemitah produce, and the fish no longer has it. So that's what the Mishnah now tells us. Achron, achron, nitfas b'shvias. The last one in is what gets the holiness of Shemitah produce. Hapri atzmo, and the fruit itself of Shemitah, is la'olam aser, is always prohibited with the holiness of Shemitah produce. When you have things that have the holiness of Shemitah produce, let's say a fruit was exchanged for money, the money now has the holiness of Shemitah produce. Ein lo kan avadim, you can't use that money to buy slaves, or karkos, or land, uvehema tmeya, or a non-kosher animal, midmei shmias, from that money which has the holiness of Shemitah. Vim lakach, and if a person did, yochal kenegdon, you have to take that amount of money that you used to buy the animal, to separate that same amount, and use it to buy food items, and eat that food item with the holiness of Shemitah. Emevian kinei zavim. There are all sorts of times and there's a need to bring two birds as a karban, whether it be two pigeons or two turtle doves. So azav, azava, a woman who gives birth, you can't bring those pairs, those nests of birds. Emevian kinei zavim, the kinei zava. So kinei yoldos, the pairs of birds for azav, azava, a woman who just gave birth, midmei shvius, from money that had the holiness of Shemitah produce. Vim Havin, if a person did use the money that had the holiness of Shemitah produce to buy these birds and then to offer these birds as sacrifices, Yochel Kenegdan, he should take that equivalent amount of money, buy food, and eat that food in the holiness of Shemitah in place of those birds. Ein Sachin Kelim B'Shemen Shel Shvius, you're not allowed to use oil of Shemitah to smear a vessel. We saw that you can use it for ointment on your skin, but not on a vessel. Vim Sachin, if you did, again, use that amount of money to buy that value to buy foods and yochel connect and eat that food in the holiness of Shemitah. Or shesachu b'shemen shel shvius, if you have leather that you have smeared with the oil of Shemitah. Rabbi Lezer, Omer Rabbi Lezer says, Yidalek, you should burn the leather. V'chacham, Omer V'chacham disagree. They say, Yochal Kenegdo, take that value, use that value to buy food, and eat that food in the holiness of Shemitah. Amar lifnei Rabbi Akiva, they said in the name of before Rabbi Akiva, Omer Hari Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer used to say, Or Shasach B'Shem and Shul Shvius, leather that was smeared with the oil of Shemitah, Yidalek, the whole thing has to be burned. Amar lahan, he said, you're totally wrong. Shtoku, be quiet. Lo Omer lachem Masham Rabbi Lezer Omer Bo. I'm not even going to tell you how lenient Rabbi Lezer was. He certainly wasn't the strict opinion that you are presenting him of being. Vod Omer lefanav, they also said in front of Rabbi Akiva, Omer hayu Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer used to say, Ha'ochel pas kutim, if a person eats the bread from the Samaritans, ka'ochel basar chazir. It's as if he's eating non-kosher. Not literally the meat of a pig, because that's a biblically non-kosher, but it's rabbinically non-kosher. Amar lahem, again, he told them, Shtoku, be quiet. Lo Omer lachem, I'm not even going to tell you, Mash Rabbi Lezer, Omer Bo, what Rabbi Lezer did say about this, because Rabbi Lezer was actually very lenient about the bread of the Samaritans. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Merchatz, Shehuska, Betevin, Obekashel, Shvias, a bathhouse that was heated with stubble or straw of the Shemitah year. Straw can also become animal food. It can have the holiness of Shemitah. Mutar lirchotz bo. You are allowed to bathe in it, even though the benefit is coming after you've already burned it. So it's not really the right way of using Shemitah produce. But nevertheless, you are allowed to get the benefit after the fact. V'mischashiv hu. And if this is a type of person that others are going to learn from, and if people see you bathing, then they're going to perhaps even burn Shemitah produce to heat their bathhouses. Hareza lo yirchotz, then you should not go into such a bathhouse, because we don't want to encourage people to do what's wrong, to take Shemitah produce and to benefit from it in a way where the benefit is not simultaneous with the consumption. Again, in burning a in heating a bathhouse, first you burn the stuff, everything gets heated up, and then you get the benefit. It's not a benefit like eating, where the benefit is simultaneous with the consumption of the item from this world. Ad kan perek ches.